tomo gomba la yadan je ka wang kyo nyemba je ten de tomo gomba wang kar to song nyemba kar chi so.
In order to practice tomo, first you need to request the empowerment of the deity and complete the required number of recitations of that deity.
Grintara ke pingam do ta chara nyum jo ke ne ka jin thapa jang do na do cha nam da ke rab se te tene dan da lo che lon dong go do tene le la o cha gre
want to purify the confusion of the state of sexual union. Then for 1 year you should recite the verses about desires perfect purity.
Do jagan ne lok te. Do jagan ne lok yin number da ba do ne number da ba da. Do jagan ne lok number da ba sen na. Do sha da de chu tam je number da ba ngi yo na. Ten yam le ya bu cho do.
Desires abiding reality is always pure. Perfectly pure. And therefore, all of the phenomena connected with desire are also, in their nature, always pure, perfectly pure. If you gain confidence in that, certainty in that, then you'll be able to practice very well.
Then in the jagged nailo, don't in trapa travare, don't in trapa travesena, mola tama yomare, yen in taba, yeda yedor. Yeda yedore, te yindu, tenin docha da chu yenda yan yeda yedore. Yeda yedore to tonga hijina. Tenin docha can never come to a young pugri. Let out. Hey!
Desires in its essence is beyond any concept of what it might be. And therefore, the desire of the it is completely free of stain, because in what is beyond concept there can be no stain. And since there is no stain, then it's perfectly pure. And all of the phenomena connected with desire then are the same. They're beyond concept and they're true nature, so they're free of stain, and so they are originally and perfectly pure. And if you can gain confidence in that, you can gain certainty in that, then purifying the confusion of the state of sexual union will be easy.
Do the number dub for one number dub for one number dub. Do the number dub. Tetana doja number daba Turwa number daba Dil Nizu mit Nizu san Suzu mai Tame de doya No, no.
Tanyamuno. We're going to recite the verse about desires perfect purity connected with feelings perfect.
Tanyamuno.
Altogether.
Desire is perfectly pure, therefore feelings are perfect. Feelings are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. Thus, desire perfectly pure and feelings perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different.
Dinan do cha kanji je mola chirje tenan do cha gne lo tro pa ta travare tro cha jang na lu je lo no gom go do lan ji ka so lan ji ka so le tam bo me sherab je par de sem ba ka so
when you're reciting these verses and practicing according to the Prajnaparamita teachings, then basically whatever feeling of desire you might experience, whatever feeling of desire arises, just look straight at its essence, which is beyond concept, and let go and relax.
Chonchir chenbu matang jangjin nam Parashangpa namje trosu jorsumbara. Tronchir chenpe matangpe janjin te tronchir la sokpare panzare. Inaya, shangpa namna tari tsore matangpe janjin tari tsore nam shangpa namla trore tene pento chenpo. Tena yin, nintu namje kangpamar sawa nyomombo nam tekpa chenpo da shirapje parutu sepa nyamsu lemba namna tene trore. Lamje Tore, Lamje Nyamnere.
There's one teaching, one verse that reads, what the people in the city consider filthy and want to throw far away, the farmers, for the farmers is their friend. So what is of no use in the city, the filth, the excrement, when it goes to the farm, is something useful, something that helps the crops grow. And similarly, what is considered to be something to be abandoned by the Shravakayana in the Mahayana is an aid to practice, something that helps one's practice, something that makes your practice better.
Docha semnan rong me ba dang Docha ne luk triba trabe sir Tocha ngangan nyambrin joshi na Docha tokso rangsa troban jo E abo marbe Madan Samna Tiyapos.
Richard
Sam not drawn that by the way. Richard Sam. The child name looked to Number Joshina, Doctor, the child Doctor Ransha Randrunjo. A day at a doctor, the child Doctor Ransha Randrun, Ransha Randrunjo. On the day, Colo Palpatawa Teno. Ransha Randrunjo. Titambu Loda.
Richard Semna, Drom Nebakam, Richard Nehru Chupa Dravichir, Sujan Nandi Nambar Shakshina, Richard Koto Ransharam.
Oh, Tata, Tajan Tata, Dino. Yabo Jon Madol, Lotava Mambuir, Lotava Kepa Mambuir. Chiranga Jon Loso. Dacha Nanda Garabzi and don't take it a yellow. Then Mambala, then Dacha Land is it.
So you should recite the verses from the section of the chapter on perfect purity called Desires for Perfect Purity, and you should sing this verse. And if you've had enough, that in the future you will be very skillful at taking desire to the path.
Then they hear up their part of the Sibbe, Yamila, one hundred dog mare, hear up gogre, hear up the Yamile, Nelo, Tabaya Bushina, the name of the language.
To practice Prajna Paramita, don't need an empowerment, just need Prajna. And it's the practice of developing the prajna. So you can just start to gain confidence, gain certainty in the true nature of reality, and do the practice.
And the cha kadu china yang, then the cha namda ganyami razi je, the cha namda ganyami the zoga yin samtien gubudu. Then it's a kit to no gubudu.
Whenever desire arises in you, then think of it as an opportunity to train in desires for purity. This is a chance to practice. And then put this view of Prajna Paramita perfect, desires for purity in desire.
Then they hear up the part of the Simbatawa de Mina, then they tomo gonaya, tanda tomo mekbata, devala dambari hin in chingri, chingzi chagri.
If you don't have the view of Prajna Paramita and practice tomorrow, then you'll get attached to the bliss of tumors being truly existent, and then that will bind you.
Tetala so. Like that. Yeah, Tanya ba.
Second question.
Sanju Manam de Yabazongo do indicating do. Ranga Saton Ratsin do. Then they indicate a lolo zone, then they don't know yabu.
First, recite it in English 1,000 times and memorize it. The question was, what would be a good time to go to Bodh Gaya? And the answer is, after you've recited the aspiration prayer for excellent conduct 1,000 times and memorize it, then you should go.
Take send a nyedong jeji lolo and don't know yabu.
Maybe 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Lanje neba de kunye yishil tembare mado, kunye yishil and kova chesi jepaja yagma. Kova chesi jepaja de kunye nam hill yabare. De kunye de kunye nam hi mado, kunye yishil, the name tronum debare. Yeah.
Kunchi,
Juna Kunchi Rama, Jun Kunchi Nam Shila, Jar. Tanda Pakya, Leje Pakya Natsopa, Tene Zinja Sejete, Gonganam Hije, Jen Zembal Yagre, Henja Sejete, Semjan Namdore, Pakya Henja Zinja Sonde, Songyan Kunji Nam Hili Songare, Temyan Kunji Nam Hili Tambare, Tisana, Kunji Pakya Henja Zinja Sonde, Kunji La, Tene Song Temzogre.
Tendabuina, in Murangi Dua Niva, then in Jota Karade, Keresana, Kunchi Le, Jung Kunchi La Tim Nina Dene, Trupa Dinan, the Mantur, the Jung Trupa Dinan Tula Tim Nadene, Jota
Tendao, Tendao Mare, Jamtola Balab Soma, Pay Mambutin Soma, Jamtola Balab Soma De. Balap te jamto le song jamto le khe jamto le song jamto le den den ra bosam matam ra ba te tor sap se ji tezo tam je yang sakhin da jok tin le ya ja go tan da te sem sa ji ta wa ji bu ka ba
ene kunchi nam chi kunchi ye she ba tin ba ya
de kunchi a kan de
kunchi nam chi
o kunchi nam chi se na kunchi ni chi la de ge Sanje Bakabs, Kunji Namshi, the Saint Ogre, Kunji, Kunji, Shin Tatsimber. Tendaur Sanje Bakabs, Kunji Namshi, Pachanji, Yabuja, Kunji Namshi, Saint Ogre, then a Kunji, Hitramada, Tada, Tada, Kunji, Hing on the Jogore, then a Saint Zambolo, Sanji, or Tendaur.
The answer to the first question is that the all base here refers to all base consciousness. And the reason we can know that is that it's talking about the habitual karmic tendencies and perceptions, dualistic perceptions, and conceptual clinging to those perceptions as they appear to your sense consciousnesses. So these are the three things. And those don't come from all-based wisdom. Because all-based wisdom is talking about the wisdom mind of the Buddha. And you don't have confused appearances arising from that. So that's how you know that it's talking about the base consciousness. Because the base consciousness is where these patterns are stored, and habitual patterns, and where the appearances of sense faculty and sense appearance where they manifest from. And also the concept that there is some duality comes from that and dissolves back into that. So that's what this is talking about. Now, we should, when we talk about what the method for liberation is and how you transformed this. Well, that's talking more about a Dzogchen or a Mahamudra teaching. And here Milarepa is teaching us about the view of the mind only school. So you shouldn't mix those up. You should see how this is teaching the view of the mind only school. And it does so not only by means of this more direct statement, but also by means of many examples, like the example of the waves rising up and dissolving back into the ocean, and all the other examples that Milarepa uses, teaching about how when things appear, they appear from the always, and when they dissolve, they dissolve back into the always consciousness. The transformation of the base consciousness into the always wisdom is something that occurs completely and perfectly at the time that you attain complete and perfect enlightenment. At that point, the base consciousness is totally exhausted, totally finished. And what's left is all
this wisdom. Then Sakin Bata, Zokin Bat, Lobjo Mambo, Mazepa Mambo, Kunhi Nam Hit and Kunhi Yehini Kikto and Tripalmano.
Those who are followers of practitioners of Mahamudra and Dzogchen, and don't therefore study a lot, have a tendency to confuse all base consciousness and all base wisdom.
Good.
And that's a mistake.
Then the Kunhi Yehi Kisawayan, Kunhi Nam Hiji Nelu Remado, Kunhi Danda Nam Hi Torja Yehi Paja, Soso Tendu Mevali. Kunhi Yehi, the Kunhi Nam Hiji Nelu.
At the same time, we should know that although it's important to distinguish between all base consciousness and all base wisdom, we should know that they're not two separate things. That all base wisdom is the nature of all base consciousness. It's its actual reality.
Benan charum charum de kapso charum de kunhi nam hi dang charum de rangi chuyen ba de kunhi yi hi. ये ही जेपेन रहूँगा जानना सर्वों यंग्रे पंचारों में इंबा काब्सों चारों में जेतेन ला रमों ट्रेटोगरे पक्षाय जातोरे रमों माँबो ट्रेटोगरे चारों में शोभ काब्सो छोरे देने छोला रमों ट्रेटो ट्रेटोगुमारे देनांगी देने कुंगी नाम की देन चारों दाबुदां कुंगी ये ही तो छोटा वो इगाबरे ओ तेन रावो कोने याबंदो देने कुंगी ये ही ता कुंगी नाम की चेक दंडर पे माँबा यंग्रे. Bhakjata jinja jinja sum songyang kun ye rang le tamyang kun ye rang lai dim tamyang kun ye rang lai dim.
A good example for the relationship between all base consciousness and all base wisdom is the example of ice and water. So the ice would be the base consciousness, and the water would be the base wisdom. When it's still, they're both of the same nature, they're not different from each other. But at the same time, when it's still frozen ice, you carve lots of pictures into the ice. But when it melts into water, then you can try to draw pictures in the water, but nothing stays. And similarly, when one is still in the state of being an ordinary sentient being and has a base consciousness, then it functions as a storehouse for habitual patterns of perception and conceiving. Thank you. But when the transformation occurs and it melts into water, then it doesn't hold any individual tendency at all. So, to know the distinction that is like this is important. To think that base consciousness and base wisdom are the same is a mistake.
Then, do you ever make it to Kaki Kunki, Sitik Tong, Kunki Nam Kirasam,
If you don't make this distinction, then when people who aren't able to make that distinction, sometimes they see all this or all that, and they think it means only
consciousness.
And then that's a mistake. You have to be able to distinguish and figure out what's being talked about in any particular time. Yeah, it was just
that when you know the difference between the two, you'll see that they're discussed differently at different times. You don't know that
difference, you can be based consciousness and base wisdom. Then you'll mistakenly
think that when they're actually
talking about base consciousness,
Jim Kitchen and Laptovish. General Hako with the natural lap. General Hako Madonna Denninger. Hachan Kepard and Deva Tikita Yabundo, Deva Yaboloko.
In general, Nipam Rinpoche was one of the greatest modern scholars. He lived during the 19th and 20th centuries, and he was a contemporary of
Gangnam Kongpo Lodatai. Payman Jangung Kondro Lodun Taye Niji Lomare.
He was a student of both Jangung Kondro Lodun Taye and Kensei Kama Doma Nipa. And he was incredibly learned. And so you should benefit from his commentary by reading it carefully many times.
Tene Tumung Mayin Be Heba, Yang Mumake Keba to Heba Maba, Tamu Yang Mambudu.
There are many places where you give subtle explanations that you won't find anywhere else. It's important to read.
Then in the Jangu Lord and Taye Jatazo, Kaji Nima Tumongi Yakanda, which I hear. Kaji Nima Tumongi Pet, Mevam. Meme, the Mevan.
And it's become the case that. Nipam Rinpoche's commentaries are now studied by both Padmi and Nyingma students.
Then I that's okay. Yeah.
So what? This is from the section of the text about.
The Madhava Hachan Mangbo Yore Kejo Soa Tontan Jitsik Jotso Dramada Senatini Mantemba Mangbo Yondo Doina Yang Tontan La Cheba Yomare Doni Jitsik Laya Hachan Mangbo Yore.
Generally, it's the case that when translating the teachings on the profound nature of emptiness, to begin with, in the texts themselves, there are many synonyms, and then the translators all have different ways of translating. So it might seem like there's some contradiction between one version and another, but what we need to see is that they're all talking about the same thing, they're all synonyms for the same thing. So you have to look more for the common meaning that's being addressed below the level of the apparent contradiction that may be there in the words themselves. That's important.
Then the Tongba Nye Layang, Tongba Nye, Ying, De Yi Nye, De Kona Nye, Tong Tamba Damba, Nyamba Nye, Tripa Da Trava La Soba, Sing Ta Liya Bare. That day, Pejo Karatana, Nelo Jaguare, in the young, don't you make a number to the Shigur?
So, for example, if you have for emptiness, you have the word emptiness, and you have Dhamma Dasi, which gets translated in so many different ways. Expanse of genuine reality, or expanse of quality, or some people say expanse of phenomena. And then also, then you have Dekonani, which gets translated as suchness, thatness, the precise nature. Then you have Deshini, which is also translated as suchness or thatness. You have Nyabani, which means equality. You have Trudra, which gets translated as simplicity or beyond fabrication, beyond elaboration, beyond concept. So these are all different, they're all synonyms. That's what we have to see. They're all talking about the same thing, the true nature.
tene bom nam tak levne ta da yonda da dak nan den chun la jate yonda da do cha che dan tomo la jate tene nam da da yonda che bare tong ban na u che ge ma ina thon da ma de ma che
bare and in the Prajnaparamitan chapter on perfect purity then you have these two synonyms you have yonda which is like completely pure and namda which is perfectly pure but they mean the same thing they're synonyms and there are synonyms also for emptiness there are synonyms for the true nature of reality it's just how it's described from a different perspective in this particular sutta.
Tene tongba se de tongba se je de me ban da ul tambo ko re te ta nam da ta yong da she pa ka so tong ban zen ba le tro no ko ta ban zen ba le
when you hear teachings that say empty then that brings an image up of non-existence in your mind then when you hear perfectly pure and that frees you from clinging to emptiness and replaces it with clinging to purity.
Then bom pote yenda le then tongba da mebe che mabo pe ju tan tambo tongba che da mebe che ko do then rembe rembe tuda da nan da che ko
do and so in other parts of the sutra it says emptiness it says non-existent it uses those words and then gradually it shifts to purity perfect purity beyond conceptual
fabrication. Then, Chadang Mons of Namda, then Namda Indu, Yeni Tapa, Yeni Droba.
Yeda,
Yedro, Kata, Tedeke,
when the sutra says perfect that desire, anger, stupidity, that these are perfectly pure, then that's the same as when Dzogchen says that they are originally pure, primordially pure, alpha pure. These terms mean the same. You should investigate though and see do they mean the same or not.
Then it will be Namka Rangin Kato Yevlende Kana Daga Mahun Jurvam Teji Ransin Yimbo Kato Yevlende Gede kana chuchu kui manjur siddhu semje nelo saja chenpo gede ka magu paten par dekha su yang namda ishe par bom namda le la sike ya yomar
and when Tilopa sings the nature of the sky transcends all color and shape so light and dark clouds cannot block it and that's the way with mind the essence of my mind leaves all shape and color far behind so good and bad deeds cannot change what it is. They can fix it, break it, make it good or bad. So this is a teaching about how the true nature of mind is not altered or obscured in any way, either by a negative act or negative concept or a positive one. It's unchanged in its own state. And that's exactly what the message of this chapter on perfect purity is. And so we can see that there's actually nothing to explain that is greater or higher than these Prajnaparamita teachings on perfect purity. It doesn't leave anything out.
Tenen drombe heroke, sikhi nyamni trudan ra tsotup sepa shatang jesong. Sikhi nyamni trudan ten konde nyamni trudan de jebare. Tenen beto sepa tang jero resong. Dekapsu yang tenen ta namda shepare. Bomla tenen tenen namda ki shepate.
The way that Dombe Heroka explains it is to sing existence and peace are equality. Free from all conceptuality. So striving and straining to accomplish some goal, oh, what a tiring thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Sikhi nyam ni yi na tene korwa paya ta nyande drupya ke besu su na thangji ra ra wa? Thangji ra. Dhanda ya ma.
When he sings existence and peace are equality, then that's the same as saying samsara and nirvana are equality. What kind of equality? the quality that the nature of both of them is equally beyond conceptual fabrication. And that's exactly what is being explained in the chapter on perfect purity. And it's important to see that and to see the relations between these different songs of the siddhas and the other teachings, because the implication that Dhokri Erika draws out here is that if it's the case, and it is, that samsara and nirvana are equality, then that putting in effort in trying to get rid of one and getting another is pointless. Just makes you tired. It doesn't accomplish anything because there's no difference between samsara and nirvana to begin with.
Then Gombo Lodge Zava Hirable, Kola Nyangin Deba Le Chepat Jonze Yuman, Nyangin Deba and Kola Le Chepat Jonze Yuman Zumber, Condemn Le Chepat Jonze Dutin Zan Yumar Zumber, then Condemn Yamne Dema.
And the way that Nagarjuna describes it in the fundamental wisdom of the middle way is to say, samsara is not the slightest bit different from nirvana. Nirvana is not the slightest bit different from samsara. There's not even the tiniest particle of difference between samsara and nirvana. They are undifferentiated.
Tena sakchen dzogchen je lo lan je ye da ye zhe kan de ji xie ne ya bo nan da ge cha dang mo zo nan da le yin da ye yo ma le.
And so, however, Mahamudra and Dzogchen might describe original purity, alpha purity, there's nothing different in those teachings than what is found in the chapter on perfect purity from the Prajnaparamita Sutra. There's nothing more that could be said about purity than what you find in the Sutra.
Then in Jomamam ke Tava Hira Razi Karirendo, Tanda Kumsan Dzogpa Chenbu Tava Te Gombo Lodrupje Rekputja Jarpu Reksa Dala Shari Ema Aho Songdwa. What is it?
And in his commentary on the fundamental wisdom of the middle way, Nibbana Rinpoche, in the chapter called An Examination of Nirvana, writes about how he realized Dzogchen based on studying Nagarjuna. He says it's from gaining certainty in the king of reasonings that Nagarjuna presents, that the light of wisdom shone, and for me the darkness of doubt concerning Dzogchen, which is the expanse in which all the phenomena of samsara and nirvana are perfectly complete. From studying Nagarjuna, the profound view of Dzogchen became clear. And he describes that experience as how wonderful and blissful.
Emma, Allah, Allah.
So it's important for us to gain confidence in that.
Teta lazo.
Like that. Om Namdaki Tsicheva and Dricha Namba Dape Gashi Namba Dapa. Then it is
Tensik, Zone non change a part and they can get a jail, Janus over it.
Chirtam Tajo Zonat in a Jeep Nabadaba United and Detam Jumbo Chirtam Nabadaba
United. Did it? And they got so Tanda Pecha Yinda, then you so non Yin Tajo Kutenda was a song in Maro.
Rela Linium Pesa.
Number Tenda Vodogar.
It's clear, actually, because it's the case that desire arises from impurity. But if there's no impurity, if you can find that desire's nature is perfectly pure, then all the phenomena connected with desire are also perfectly pure. So that's how, it's not stated in that explicit way, like it might be spelled out in the commentary, but that's how at least the logic goes. When it's the case that desire is perfectly pure, then all the phenomena connected with desire are perfect. When all the phenomena connected with desire are perfectly pure, then desire is definitely perfectly pure.
Nika jagada benna to ngamse le cheba yore. Zog namba taba to docha te madabri sana, zog namba takba tense je, jimsin jen tandan docha namba taba to. Docha namba taba to zog madabri sana, tenen docha namba taba jimsin je, zog namba taba to. Tenda wo. Nika yuwa. Docha namba taba, zog namba taba, zog namba taba, docha namba taba sa doa. Ate sarbo yuwa. Te yabata ki.
Another way to think about it is to understand that whatever we first determine to be of the nature of perfect purity, that all of those reasons that you use to figure out that phenomenon is perfectly pure apply to the second one. So if it says desire is perfectly pure and therefore forms are perfectly pure, then if you figure out desire is perfectly pure first, then all of those reasons apply to forms. But then it flips it around. It says forms are perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure, because you might figure out forms
are perfectly pure first. But then all those reasons apply to desire. Like they all are equally applicable in determining that any phenomenon is of the nature first. So once you figure out one, you know them all. Number Tamjin Chimbe, you can number Tabin, the Chan number Tabat, Pinchinja. Then he Tetan and the Chan number Tabatan, number Tamjin Chimbe, you can number Tabandela, Nisa made it, Nisa Sam, so my Tamid, those several door. Yeah.
And at the end, it connects with the omniscient wisdom mind of the Buddha. That's the last in the list. So it says, desire is perfectly pure, and therefore omniscience is perfectly pure. Omniscience is perfectly pure, and therefore desire is perfectly pure. So it's a mutual relationship of proof. And it goes both ways. So that's clear in the first part. And then it says, thus desire perfectly pure and omniscience perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not.
The to kale kapo yebesen and the gang jada jail jare, to le level yuna, docha number tap, chutamjan number tap, chutamjan number tap, and docha number tap. Tetana, docha number tabada, chutamjan number tabadella, nisa made the nisism, so so my intamate to chingma to gomar, to lava yuna. The to kale kapo yebesena, the gang jada jail jare.
If perfect purity, to say that perfect purity is something that's difficult to realize. And it's because it's difficult to realize that there are 108 verses about each topic that is considered to be, that is thought to be perfectly pure. If it were easy, then you could just say, desire is perfectly pure, and therefore all phenomena are perfectly pure. All phenomena are perfectly pure, therefore desire is perfectly pure. Thus, desire perfectly pure, and all phenomena perfectly pure are not dual, cannot be made dual, are not separate, and are not different. And that would be the end of that section.
Uh-huh.
But because it's not that easy, then the Buddha taught these 108 different ways of looking at each phenomenon of samsara and nirvana.
Doja number dabe number dam je jembo number daba number dam je jembo number dabe doja number daba te Conjure,
which is the collection of the Buddha's teachings, is it fills 100 volumes or more. And out of all of those 100 volumes, the most important teachings that the Buddha gave are found in this Great Mother Prajnaparamita Sutra, 100,000 verses. And it's so important that the tradition is that whenever there's a problem, that's what you recite. If someone gets sick in a family, someone is close to death in a family, then this is what is recited as a long life ritual. When obstacles are encountered, then they recite the 100,000 verse Prajnaparamita Sutra, from which these stanzas come. Because it is so profound and so subtle, it's the most important.
Nam Nurbu Gone, one Gorwata, one Gorwata, Sanam Nurbore, one Gorwata, Debatan, Gobatra, Busoran, Debani, the name Lama than Lomani, one Gorapo Lamare, one Shoapo de Lomare, Lama than Loma Nurden Jarbe Tender, Tender Jinimbo de Caresana, Tender Jinimbo Trahi. Lama dan loma sosul dan roba kapso, tenne mo taki yabo jugu. Ten mala verba dan da marba lozu kunden ne pe undu tenne marba taki song yero ten da wo. Taki pa da yabo jugu. Ten de yabo jugu do taki yabo jugu.
This verse is talking about empowerment. And
receiving
empowerment and the when the gift of Abhisheka with its blessing that works so fast, that is the Abhisheka, the empowerment that's given by the Lama. And the fervent, trusting prayer where you're praying it will come to you, that's what the student does, is to receive the Abhisheka with a mind of great faith and longing. And when those two come together, then the connection is that the prayer will be answered soon, meaning that again you'll be moved to Jalvasana Lama Tam Loma Yatra. En el mapa también hay que estar.
¿Me metí a esa especie?
No, sir.
Yeah.
So the what happens is that your prayer gets well answered, meaning that your aspiration gets fulfilled. You'll meet again the Lama quickly. But what gives this, but to give this link its meaning, a little bit of luck might help. Luck in the sense of good fortune, sense of auspiciousness. So you have to be lucky in the sense you have to be fortunate, but that's not something that happens on its own. You have to make prayers for auspiciousness to happen. And an example of that is how when Marpa and Milarepa parted from each other, then Marpa sang this beautiful song of auspiciousness, praying for everything from Milarepa and the lineage, everything to be auspicious. And that creates the condition or the essence of the connection for everything to be auspiciousness and filled with fortune, with good luck, with auspiciousness.
In
short, the meaning is that when the Lama and the student are parting, then you have to make at that point the connection a very good one. And there are many ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So one way is to make a connection
very good. Marpa comes in a paper cups of Marpa Tamata here, the Jason Gortangri. Tanda, Tanda to do his
own. There's a song that you have in the songbook which is called Marpa's Departing Wishes, and it's the prayer that Marpa sang to Milarepa, the prayer for auspiciousness. And we'll sing it later. We probably don't have time to sing it now, but we'll sing it later.
The name Milarepa Drupa Jani, Payur Jamalan Tang, Payulan Royaka, Shivan Buru Kapso, Mabalo Sani, Kopata Tovare, Tetendreje, Po, Cheran Shivan Buru, Homa Kapso, Nani, Tuba, Kobala Tovati, Rane Papa, send them a type of tender insult. Send them with some manjari.
That's in
it.
You're to Jawa,
Kare. Kare.
Mabata Mila,
you have some Nurtu Jawa. Nurtu Jawa. Oh, they sort of a sort of a trap of the new to Herzegor. What do you know? Yeah.
In Marpa and Milarepa's case, then what happened was that once Milarepa came when he was about to leave, and Marpa was sleeping. And when Marpa woke up, then Marpa said, "This connection, that just this incident that happened, is makes the connection that we won't meet again in this life. That you, when you came and I was sleeping, that shows that we're not going to meet again in this lifetime." But then in the song, Milarepa sings, "This is what makes the connection for your prayer to be answered, meaning for you to meet the Lama again quickly." And so what that means is that even though you don't meet the Lama physically, in terms of a material body, still, by virtue of supplicating the Lama with great devotion, you can still see the Lama, you can still meet the Lama. And this happened for Milarepa.
Then, Milarepa, the Sorban Deva Kapso, Gigana, and Marpapula, Nyaman Shavar. They tend to choose Sanjay Temba, Nyaman Shavar again to say, but tend to him somewhere. Well, and Nyaman Shavar, they tend to have what is
more. And at the same time, at this time when Milarepa was supplicating Marpa, then the light was coming in from the sun through the window and shining on Marpa's head. And Marpa said that makes the auspicious connection for you to be someone who spreads the teachings of the Buddha, the Dhamma, like the sun.
Then the Sanje Jitemba Jebar Seba de Tende Yajirova, Tende
Yajirova. And to have that connection of being someone who spreads the teachings of the Dhamma is the best connection of all.
Then the manjan naya dhamma kanka kyutare, dhamma rila gomna tende ngusa manjan naya chepa mudo, tepa yona sorvatam na tene, lame sharze gwa.
After Milarepa had received all of Marpa's teachings and then he went to put them into practice, it didn't really matter if he met Marpa again or not. Why? He didn't need to at that point. He had gotten all of the instructions and he was going to put them into practice. And if one is in a situation where one isn't physically able to meet the Lama, if one supplicates the Lama with enough faith and devotion, one can meet the Lama that way.
Dāmi me bīrī pāsī kūrīyāngā tā tūpī chūjī chūjī tāpū ngāntū mā nāmjī sīgirī sūmbarī chūjī ngāntū chūjī tāpū tā chūsōngjī kūntū chūjī ngāntū mālā rēpē chūjī tāpū tā ngāntū mā tūkī sūyī.
And that at that time Dāt Mēmā was bringing Marpa his breakfast, Marpa said, that makes the connection that your benefactors will be the Dākī. You need someone to protect you, like a Dharma protector, like a benefactor, a Dharma benefactor. And Marpa said, this connection shows that your Dharma protectors and benefactors will be the Dakinis.
Chuji Dabung Kadoyan, Tene Tsering King, and the Tsobo Tene Chuji Daburian.
And the main protectors of Milarepa's teachings were the five Tseringman goddess sisters.
Ah, then.
That's called a natural, spontaneously present, auspicious
connection.
So that's because all of these are just events that happen spontaneously. Marpa was sleeping and the sun was shining and Mama was doing the breakfast. And so that's called spontaneous auspicious connection. But then there's also auspicious connection that is prepared. And that's something that you prepare, like when you're about to leave the Lama's presence, the students, and then you make preparations to make things auspicious when you depart.
Tene poje losala lama zo selepepe kapso tene Loma ka tari yok tundu se tsor tsa je kora ja tsor lo tindu pa pendur ten jobun ja yeke tindu sur tapa nguma re moda yoma re tini tapa re tini pa je to tini kata yong tu tsor je kora ja tini pendur te nyotun ja yeke tindu sur
Lama pepe katsu
tari kora tambo pa pe Loma ka kata yok tsor pe yo se giri tini tsor je pe tini pa pendur.
So in Tibet, the tradition was that when the Lama was departing, the tradition is that you've probably seen is to wave katas around your head like this, and that makes the auspicious connection with the Lama to return. And at this time, there was no car. The Lama like wouldn't make the fast getaway in the car. They'd be going slowly in the party, like with a retinue of 20 or 30 monks, whoever was there. And the Lama and the students would wave their kata above their head as a connection for the Lama to return quickly. And the Lama would like turn around and come back a little ways, and then again depart. Once and for all. And so that turning around would make a connection for the Lama to return.
Then Lama Deya, Loma Doya,
if it's the Lama who's staying and the student who's going, then the student also has to make the auspicious connection. When they depart, they have to do something, and also the Lama does something too, so that the parting is an auspicious parting.
Then Sang no. Dada nomso la gati da namdo yore dene namdo nanandro na lama namdo nan pavta tsorchi tsorchi kurgudu.
If it's the case that you say goodbye to the Lama in the airport, then the Lama can't turn the plane around and come back and go again.
Then namdo de Lama da rijab yinna de tsorkati kotabuli te mena kotabumarwa.
But if it's the case that the plane has to fly over a mountain range in order to get out. Sometimes in airports you have to fly over.
Rajab Mandi. Rajab Mandi. Namro Kaptan Leva Yena, then parting road to Yongo Seno in the Namro Tangri. Tell a Rajab City to switch it. Ah, Rajab. Namro Kanga Leva, tell a Rajab City. Indicate in a Jagake Namu Namro Yonzo, Lamaka Leva Yena, then Lamalo. Tell a Rajab City.
But if the Lama has booked the plane, then the Lama can turn the plane around and come back. The Lama can do whatever they want.
Then I would.
So in this way, there are many ways to make auspicious connections.
Then no so but so that then they have can they so go to touch it. Then some go so to touch.
So you should see what is possible in terms of making auspicious connections when in what's possible in the Western tradition of the 21st century and make auspicious connections that way.
Yeah. The Turamin Beloso, the Sabeloso, the Turamiki Beloso Kagayan.
So there's the way, there's the old tradition and the new tradition and the tradition of the 21st century, and they're all going to be different.
Tedalazo.
It's like that.
Takardo.
Bela, Midsan Tangjoa, Cha, and Chujuku. Then down also. Then it, you don't need to keep it. Nandur, Pata, Nandur, Mavi, Lama, Juken, so then down Yamso, I have Yachuk.
They engine, they were ya. Shemi Tetin Jindavasuk. Then mumble the tongue. Then but came Ben Deva Ya. Then but came Ben Deva Che, Shemi Tetin Jindava Che.
When you share cut the ties of clinging to them as being truly existent and replace them with the ties of being free from attachment and full of God.
Kimi,
an excellent example of they had children, they had two sons and one daughter, and they had a wonderful relationship that was free of attachment and full of love. For example, when it was time for Machi Babran to go and rely on her teacher, then she left the children with Thupa Bhadra for a few years and went to meet her teacher and got teachings, and then came back. And after that, Thupa Bhadra stayed for a while, but after a while, it was hard for him to be in Tibet because it was used from India, and it was too cold. So he had to go back to India, and that might have been the reason. But for one reason or another, he had to go back to India. And at that time, he and Machi Babran sang beautiful songs of auspiciousness and prayers for each other and sang of their mutual love, and then Thupa Bhadra went back to India and they never saw each other again.
Isn't that a
good story? And probably even in this life, they met in dreams and in their own experiences.
Then Guru Rinpoche Namdala, Guru Rinpoche Pony Pedu, then Danda Jagarje, Manda Rabba, the Yishin Soja, the Sutanje, then Linje, the Zomba, the Zumtroji Top, the Zomba Lojindo. Then the way I am. Lama Trupto, Ringmaya Truptovin. Pula.
His consorts, Mandarawa, and Sanjay, together, and this was possible. It's possible to do that if the awareness consorts are each siddhas, then they can meet together in this. And Guru Rinpoche had consorts in Nepal and Bhutan and India and Tibet. But when he went from place to place, he didn't bring his consort with him. That's a sign that he had that their relationship was one of being free from attachment and being full of love.
Yeah, ngaran sanante himi tedi sambayo.
That's what I think, anyway, that that's a sign that they had a relationship that was free of attachment and full of love.
What do you think?
Teta laso. Like that.
Tenya Boji Lusula, Dropo the Dromo, Choga the Jimmy, this is Jimmy and Junji Chusena, Choga Ke, Chuja Jigri, Choga Chudromna, Retrola, then a Jimmy Tanda. Chuja,
if it was a couple and one member of the couple, husband or wife, felt renunciation of samsara and wanted to go and practice the Dharma, then the other one would be happy about it and supply provisions. So like if the husband felt that like they wanted to go practice in the cave, then the wife would bring the husband provisions up in
the cave. Then samsara, danda, rikpache bhata, rikmache bhata, tangchena, then
and sometimes it's also the case that one member of the couple feels that awareness consorts can get tired of each other. And then if that's true, then one can go into retreat for a few months and they can be separate from each other and then they get back together and it works out very well.
That's a tamke bagu.
You have to be skillful.
Tamke. Tamke parsen jo yin ane. Tamke se jo de hirab ji yin ane.
Being skillful is one of the 10 paramitas, and it's a branch of wisdom, it's a branch of being intelligent.
Teta laso.
Like that.
Te lin yabu chong sung.
Was that a good answer?
Yeah, ta chaba kato.
Now what questions do you have? From being in Bhagavad's presence when Mata sang the song. You should see what kind of song Mata sang.
Page 59. Lord Gurus, I bow in salutation. Deserving son whose labors on accord with Amma, may you awake to Buddha. With its natural life taste, provide the link that's needed to gain some Bodhakaya on the tree of enlightenment, whose root is your mind. May the foliage of Nirvanakaya. Something as the words of the Guru.
chains that keep his living heart me. You'll find the lost frontier between samsara and nirvana. For this transmission lineage of Mahalosava, many doors will open to the sound of sweet renown. Through the persevering
That's where the prayer for our spiritual
to all Lord Gurus, I bow in salutation. These servings and whose labors are